Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Susan Glick with the Kiwanis Club of Indianola about their pancake breakfast Saturday. The annual Indianola Kiwanis Pancake Day is coming up, serving as one of the largest fundraisers of the year. First of all, tell us a little bit about the details of this year's event before we start getting into why this is so important and why this is so fun every year.
Well, this is our 55th annual Kiwanis Pancake Day, and it's going to be Saturday, September the 17th. That's this coming Saturday at the American Legion Hall, just south of the square and east of the post office. And we'll be serving from 6:30 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. And it's $6 for adults and $3 for children 10 and under. And we'll have pancakes and sausage and milk and coffee and juice and several kinds of syrup. In case you don't like the full kind, you can get sugar-free or light, too.
Well, then there's those of us who likes to put all the syrup on our pancakes, too. 55 years of doing this, and we just kind of talked about, I remember last year, some of the historic things, and even the interview we did just a couple weeks ago. What comes to mind when you hear 55th annual Pancake Day for Indianola Kiwanis?
Well, things have changed over the years. I think this was kind of started as part of what used to be Ridiculous Days on the square, and so then a lot of people would go down and have breakfast and pancakes in the morning, and so it's just kind of kept going. We've had to change it, the Iowa State game started falling on the same Saturday as our Pancake Day, and after a few years of competing with that, we did change it, push it back to the third Saturday, and it's our signature fundraiser. It raises most of the funds that we need to support 20 some projects in the community, and so it's very important to us to have a good turnout for Pancake Day.
Well, for those who don't know, talk a little bit about some of those projects that Kiwanis has going on and just what people know. Not only they're getting a great breakfast, mm-hmm. but they are supporting a lot of those projects like you mentioned.
Yeah, well, most of them are we benefit children and youth, and Backpacks for Hunger is one of them that we do. We also sponsor a Dollars for Scholars scholarship and the Warren County Child Abuse Prevention Council. We support those, and Indianola Hope Foundation, and we sponsor a youth parks and rec team, and several clubs at the high school like debate and drama, and the Music Boosters, and also the Indianola Trap Team. And one of our main things is we send a couple of high school students to a youth leadership camp each year. And it's just to hear their stories when they come back from that experience is a wonderful thing. And so that's one of the things we really want to continue to support also. And that gets more expensive each year. So, and then we have the Red Barrels out at the couple of grocery stores to collect food for Helping Hand. And we have sponsored a team at the Kiwanis Miracle League for handicapped youth to be able to participate in baseball teams and such. And that's all I can think of right now.
That's okay. That's still a ton of stuff. Talk about the partnership with the American Legion, being able to hold the breakfast there, and just kind of that partnership within the community of being able to use that building and then kind of seeing all the fun faces of those who come back year after year.
Yeah. Well, we have several of our members who are members of the American Legion, so we get a good rate on using the facility, which helps a lot. And it's a local facility in the area and got parking and visible, so it makes a good venue. They've got a nice kitchen, and we get a grill. We rent a grill and bring it in so we can cook the pancakes and everything. And we have, like, Warren County Oil donates the propane, and so we get a lot of community sponsorship that way.
I remember us talking when we did this last year about seeing the kids and families come in over the years, where a lot of those kids that showed up 10, 15 years ago are now older, and some of them bringing their own kids to this. When you see that, what comes to mind just kind of here in the community about that tradition of going to the annual Pancake Day for Kiwanis?
Yeah, that it is a family thing, that you can come and meet your fellow community neighbors and everybody you see. That's what you see a lot of there, is people running into somebody they haven't seen in a while and enjoying a good visit and having pancakes. And we've kept the price the same. We haven't raised it for some time now to try to, and kids are cheaper, so you can have all the pancakes you can eat and just enjoy yourself there if you got a little time in the morning to spend.
All right. One final time, details, when, where, who's all invited?
Well, anybody can come. Tickets are available at the door. We have pre-sold some and try to get people to remember to come. But it's this Saturday, September the 17th at the American Legion Hall. And we're serving from 6:30 a.m. to 11:30. And adults are $6 and children 10 and under are $3. And we just invite everybody to come out and give us a hand of support.
Thanks to Susan Glick for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.